Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, we are wrapping up the series. Guys, this is Financial Freedom Friday. We got to definitely come in the queue because we are wrapping up the common mistakes that's hindering your uncommon results in your network marketing business. Now, you got to remember that you are responsible for your success. But when you do it through Christ, who strengthens you, the impossible becomes possible. Well, today we're going to be talking about pushing past the pain and the problems. This is a common mistake, is that people push past their pains and problems so they can get a spot at the top in the industry. Life is going to happen. It's supposed to happen. This is the thing. When people are going through problems and challenges, it's not that you want them, but you need to start expecting them. This is the reason why we must have God first in our life so we can make it past. We can push past the pains, the struggles, the problems. I can tell you one thing. If you quit, you'll never get there. I don't care how bad it gets. Just don't quit. We have two scriptures to take you through the weekend of today, and the first is 2 Chronicles 15:7 and Galatians 6:9. And they pretty much are almost saying the same thing, and it's coming out of first the Old and then the New Testament. But if you go and you search out and you do your research on God showing us how to make it through problems, he'll tell us things like rest in him and lay our burdens on him because, you know, it's light and his yoke is easy. And those things like push through, I will strengthen you, I'll hold you up. The words are great for those who finish the fight. But most of us don't hear any of that. This is why you have to be in circles of influence that strengthen you, inspire you, push you to be your best self. And most of the time, those are the people who are saying things you don't like. And so we've got to go to the Lord and ask him to show us how to better position ourselves so that we can push past every pain, every problem, so that we can actually have uncommon success in our network marketing business. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This is the day you've made, and we are joyous and glad that we are in it. Father God, we're thanking you, oh Father, that on this day, although we are learning to push past every pain and struggle that we have, that we'll begin to lean on you. And lean not into our own understanding, oh dear Lord. thanking you, oh Father God, that we're able to count it all joy. Not that we feel that we want to go through the pains, but we know that we'll come out, and we know that you will strengthen us, and we're accepting right now your perfect will in our life. No longer are we wanting our permissive will, the things that we think we should need. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for what you know that we need so that we can now become those good and faithful servants. As we are pursuing the great, new great exploits in your name, we're thanking you that you're strengthening us. You're giving us also the wisdom to know the difference between your path and the path that's not for us. As we are pursuing to do marketplace takeover, we're thankful that we're going to be great examples for your kingdom in every way possible, including the way that we handle challenges. As we are pursuing, oh dear, your kingdom, oh Father, and we are pursuing also your righteousness, we know that everything that we want, you'll add it to us according to your word. Now, as we're going through this series, let this not fall upon deaf ears. Let this fall upon fruitful ground, ground that will now take this information and go and make massive, massive, massive results in action in the kingdom. We're thanking you for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. We're thanking you for all of the people that you're sending to us for the north, south, east, and west. We're thanking you that we are being equipped right now, that we will be able to handle the overflow that you're sending into our lives. We will be good stewards over what you've given us, and we'll continue to sow and sow and sow with the expectation of reaping what it is that you will have for us. We honor you and we love you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, guys, I already see you guys coming in the queue. Come on in, because today is going to be, we got to have some conversations on today, because this one is hard. And I don't know that people realize that most times the reason why you don't get all that God has for you is that you either give up or you become discouraged, and you start more leaning into the discouragement versus encouragement. And I want you to know that there is something I read. I was at an event. You guys know I was at the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing event. I got an award there, and but it so blessed my soul. I was able to be in a room with very ambitious, hungry women who really want to make impact. And it wasn't about impressions, because, you know, a lot of people were able to be vulnerable and sharing all of the challenges they've gone through. And I did not see or hear not one of those million-dollar women who were not able to tell a horrific story of people, of themselves going through something that most people would just have just given up. Most people would have thrown their hands up. Most people would have said, I can't go any further. And it was a common theme that there had to be some sort of strong pain, some sort of time where you believe that you were going through something that you definitely couldn't get yourself out of, and that's the point. This is the reason why our first scripture was Philippians 4:8, and you want to go back to that, but I want to read for you 2 Chronicles 15:7, and then we're going to go to Galatians, that's Galatians 6:9. Okay, and so 2 Chronicles 15:7 reads this way. It says, but you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. That's the New King James Version. That thing about but as for you, or but for you, because as for you is in the NIV version. I need you to know this, right? To me, it sounds like, hey, you want to be uncommon. Like, I don't care what you're seeing happening around you. I don't care how other people are responding to their challenges, to their pain, to the situation that's going on. You have to be strong and do not give up. For your work will be rewarded. This is also letting you know that you have to put in the work through the pain, through the challenges. And this is what some people will do. They'll actually put their business at a halt. Not that when you're going through pains and challenges, it's not more difficult. It is more difficult. But the point is that sometimes you still may have to go cruise control. You still may have to just kind of keep moving, even if you're doing a little bit by a little bit, but never stop. Did you hear what I was sharing with you? Never stop. I see people do that. They're stopping. They try to get back in, and it's even harder than in the place where they were, where they stopped. Never quit. Quitting cannot be an option for uncommon results, but this is a common mistake. People will quit, and then they say, well, I'm going to start back off maybe in another company, maybe with another product or service, but they never dealt with that spirit of giving up. And then when the challenge show back up again, because it is, because that was your journey that you're trying to abort, that was your challenge that you were trying to circumvent, and God is not going to allow that to happen. Do not quit. I need you to hear me on today, because this is the thing that most people do. Very few people are able to get the grace after they quit to pick back up and make it, because they never dealt with the spirit of giving up. Now, we have another scripture here, Galatians 6 and 9. And then it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Here it is again. It says, don't become weary. You're tired of doing good. Everybody gets there. This is the reason why the word is our lifeline. But if you never read these words, if the only words you're reading are maybe the lyrics to a song that's playing on the radio, and it's just not deep enough to pull you out when you're feeling like you want to give up. But you've got to realize for how many thousands and thousands of years this word has been the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. This is a constant. These are principles. It says, do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time. The question is, when is the proper time? You don't get to choose that proper time. This is the reason why we have to lean into the word that God is the one who gives us the ability or the power to gain wealth. He knows the proper time. He knows when you're ready. Some people are looking around, believing that they're ready, and they're looking at other people saying, well, shoot, I'm more ready than them. I got it going on more than them. I've been here longer than them. I put in more work than them. You know, I do this better than them. And God is saying, even with all of that, you are not ready yet. Can you handle that? But knowing that, if you don't give up, that you will be rewarded. Can you handle that? Do you believe that, family? This is the thing. All I can tell you is that I sit there some days, and some days I have felt like I don't want to do network marketing. These people are getting on my last nerve. Y'all know here at Power Start Your Day, I keep it real, 100%, because I am human. I am telling you something. I am grateful for Jesus, and you guys better be grateful for Jesus too, because if not, I don't know what I would be doing sometime. I'm telling you right now, but I need you to know that the fruit of the Spirit is prevalent in my life, to where sometime I have to just say, you know what, Lord, I throw my hand up. Just give me a nap so when I wake up, then everything would be all right. I can tell you this, but I'm just going to tell you right now that if I were able to tell the story, and I can say at one time I said, okay, my 20s, my 30s, I went through almost two decades of turmoil. But for people, because the world look at success in a different manner. The world look at success as, did she get the houses, the cars, she had the money. They were missing it, that I was having problems that money couldn't cure. So money was never my focus. It was surviving. It was living. It was, I just want a simple life. Lord, just allow them to just leave me alone and let me do your work. I need you guys to hear me so clearly. It was only that I didn't quit. I kept moving. I kept moving. Is that I can even be here today to train this. I would have nothing to train you if I gave up. I would have no proof that what I'm telling you, that the word of God works, if I gave up. Family. Some of us make the kingdom look bad. We give people the wrong idea about kingdom. We make them feel like, okay, they already in heaven on earth. No, we have to push past the pains, the struggles for the next generation, for the next people. We're so caught up in what it is about our life and what we're experiencing that we're forgetting that there is a generation to come behind us. Not only your children, but other people's children. We are opening up. We are on Financial Freedom Friday here today. And I need to tell you the truth so you can be set free to go out there and make some major things happen. You are sitting on your blessing because you can't push past pains or problems. I don't care what the problem is. People, place, things, illnesses, money, whatever the problem is, it's never going to be bigger than God. So, but if you begin to make the problems bigger than God, God said, well, I got to let you have your way. Because I gave you dominion here on earth. I'm not dominating on earth until you invite me to do so. You're dominating here on earth. So if you say stay in the problem, then you got to stay in the problem. If you say I'm coming out, then I'm going to help you get out. This is what it is, family. Do you not understand the power that God has given us? You get to choose. We chose huge success. We chose to pursue it. Now, what does now mean to you? It don't mean later. It don't mean tomorrow. It don't mean next week. Now means now. What are you doing now? What is going to be your next move after you hang up from this call? The now means now because we don't know what later is going to hold. So if you want later, if you want a chance at later being better than now, you got to move now. Let's open up the call on this morning. We're going to come on in here. Good morning. Good morning to you. 480, last 47725. I saw something so powerful when I was sharing at the Women, Powerful Women in Network Marketing before the caller came in. And on the screen, they had some bullet points, and one of the young ladies said, the greatest gift that anyone could give you is independence. Most people are too dependent. When I saw that on that slide, I just wanted to just scream and holler and say, my God, the gift of independence. We're talking about freedom, financial freedom here on Friday. Independence. Good morning. What you got to share? Pushing past
Good
the pain problem. Hey, how you doing?
Good. This is Jason out of Phoenix, Arizona. How are you doing?
Hey, Jason, you done figured out how to get in the queue first, ain't it? Good morning. You bad learner. Good morning.
I just want to say again, thank you so much for your guidance, your direction, just for you just being in tune again with God. one thing that just to agree, touch and agree with you on is I always hear that phrase that God will not give you more than what you can bear. But I've come to the realization that God does give you more than what you can bear. And the reason why he does that is because he wants you to go to him with every situation, with every problem. And one thing that I do know is that when he gives you more than what you can bear, if you don't learn from it, you're going to end up just like Samson when he was blinded and he was grinding at the wheel. You're just going to keep going around in circles and keep going around in circles until something falls from your eyes and says, you know what? This isn't about me. This is about what God can do through me. And one thing that I've learned, you know, here in network marketing, I've gone through a lot. And what I mean by that is just a lot as far as transition, because I came in here thinking, you know what, I've been top sales rep everywhere that I've gone through. You know, as soon as I get into this business, you know, the people that brought me in, they're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad I connected with this guy because he's going to blow up the Facebook. He's going to blow up the market. He's going to be a millionaire by next month, you know. But what happened was pride got in the way, but pride has gone away. And, you know, and what happened was it told me to just focus on myself and who I am in Christ. So you know what I said? I said, you know what, self? You have to get out the way. Self, you have to move out of what God is trying to do. Self, you have to listen to what is going on. When God tells you to say something to somebody, say it. And what has happened within these past few weeks, the agents that have gone into network marketing business with me, I have gotten so many calls. I've gotten so many people starting to move forward. I've gotten so many situations where doors are just opening. And it's because I said, I'm getting out the way and letting God move and following the direction and the pattern that has been established and put for me and be obedient to my leaders. And it's just amazing. I'm just blown away day after day. Now, I'm going to be real with you. When I first came in, I'm a lot better now financially when I first got in. But am I where I want to be financially? No, not right now. But I'm headed in the right direction. Because just like you said, when I got into this business, I was scared out of my mind. But you know what I did? I sat my family down. I said, you know what? Reason why God has put me in this position of network marketing, it's not for me to produce everything financially. It's so God can show you guys through me that if I put my trust in him 100%, he's going to take care of us financially, he's going to connect us spiritually, and he's going to do a whole lot more amazing things just because we're in the faith waters, family. And as long as Dad is in the faith waters, you're in the faith waters with me. But guess what? I know the solid rock on which I stand, and nothing is going to cause us to sink as long as I cling on to God's unchanging hand and I'm able to walk upon the waters with God through faith, and he will take us through any situation, and we're going to come out great.
Absolutely.
That's all
absolutely
I have to say. So thank
amen
you
to that. Amen to that. You know, I can tell you right now that, you know, when we start going through those pains, it's so easy to say we can push past pain until you smack dab in the middle of it. This is where you need the anchor of Christ and the word of the Lord and people who can speak life into you. So good morning, 708-4317. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Marilyn Fitzgerald. How you doing, Nicola?
Hey, Marilyn, how are you?
I'm well. I came on the call to just say thank you so much because I'm in a place where, very much like you said, a couple times I said these people are getting on my nerves, and I'm doing an event this coming March, May the 5th, and you know I've done all I could to really get the word out about the event, and I'm not really getting the responses that I expected. And I really got to a point yesterday, I was like, man, should I cancel this event? But you know what? I said I'm not. I got on the call very much like you said this morning, is that, you know, it's just to hang in there because I don't, you know, it's a week out and I don't know how the outcome's going to happen. I just know that I'm doing the necessary steps and following my inner guide as to what I need to do to make the event a success. So again, I thank you for the word, especially the transparency, because yes, I have mimicked the very same words this week a couple times, you know?
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, I know. I don't know how to keep it nowhere other than real. Nowhere other than real.
Yeah.
I can tell you, Marilyn, and this is why we have to be able to tell people. I'm not going to tell you that being a leader is a cakewalk. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, sometimes people will not even think that you're being pulled in so many directions and they still want to pull, suck the very life out of you. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. But what I am saying is I don't care what happens, don't quit. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. We got to keep it simple, just like how we keep our duplication process simple, whether it's your 2+3 or your 2+2, whatever your business is calling for you to do, we keep it simple. Sometimes we got to simplify it. Simplify it. Simplify it. Good morning, 214, last 4-4-2-4-0. Good morning to you, last caller. Good morning. Oh, we got one more caller. Good morning.
Good morning, my Harriet Tubman. This is Mike L. out of Rockwall, Texas.
You say I'm pulling y'all out. Good morning.
Listen, it's time for the truth. That's exactly what Jesus told me. It's time for the truth. See, last year was hard. You know, it was a hard year for your boy. But let me tell you about this year.
Mm-hmm.
Only weeping do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You guys, I'm trying to contain myself, so don't let me fall off. But what I want to say to everybody is, it's really, really time out. Because God is totally in the blessing business, but he blesses you, believe it or not, through your mess. And he will take that mess and make it a message for his glory and not yours. The money, the houses, the cars, all of that's fine and dandy. But we have to stand on the word of God because, you know, we hear about the Ponzi schemes. We hear about all of that, Dr. Nicola. We hear about all of that. But what they don't realize, the biggest Ponzi scheme, the business network marketer, the best entrepreneur was Jesus himself. So go ahead and call me all of those things. But guess what? I'm still blessed.
They call it
because
I went
through.
Call it a business.
Yes.
I don't know what they're talking about.
It bingo. But you know what? That's why, you know, that's why the book Proverbs reminds us about a fool. Because when you talk foolish things, you interact with the fool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep your mind set on Jesus, you will never be that fool because you'll be too busy witnessing about the goodness of God and what it is that he's brought into us and what it is that he's done for us. And like you said, you can quit if you want to, but it's just like a dog returning back to his vomit. You're going to come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not be dogs. Let's do the will of God. And for his kingdom, his sake, his glory. Because like I say, I don't know about you guys, but I'm high right now. I'm high. Not today, not tomorrow, but forever in my life. I'm going to continue to be high, and his name is Jesus. I'm out of here. God bless.
Praise God. Go ahead. We said the time is now. The time is now. You know, that thing there, I don't know. Why haven't I gotten that type of response where people believe that what I do was a scam? I've never gotten that portion. I don't know what that is. My bankers, plural, always said, it's They respect me. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Jackson. Because you know what? I can tell they see the rewards of the work. They see the rewards of the work. The best way for you to push past your pains and problems is to make sure you sort what is really a problem. Some of those things I say, that's not going to be my problem. Some of the things that we do and go through is self-inflicted. We got to choose those. Those are the easiest ones to just let it off your plate. You got to say you're full of that. You want to remove those things off the plate. And it's time for us to say, no matter we do, no matter what we do, push past your pains and your problems. Push past your pains and your problems. I know you say, look, you ain't going to be my problem today. That's what you need to start telling folks. You're not going to be my problem today because I have work to do. Take care, family. Take care.